Good evening, everyone. It's the 28th of November. It's Monday evening. I'm preparing this for Tuesday morning, the 29th of November. I'm going to do something a little bit differently tonight. I'm just going to briefly go through the books of the Bible and make some comments about each of the books. Genesis, of course, we have the creation account, and we have, as we know, we have the Pentateuch, which was authored by Moses, the first five books, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. We have Genesis also gives the account of the kings, and we have the account of course, Jacob and his son Joseph and Isaac and Joshua and Caleb that gave the good report. And we have the account of Moses, of course, coming down from Mount Sinai with the Ten Commandments. We have the Exodus, the parting of the Red Sea with the Israelites crossing on the dry ground. Leviticus, we have the law. I'm just glad we're no longer under the old law service. Numbers gives the chronology of the kings, and of the Deuteronomy goes into the Ten Commandments as well. Joshua gives the account of Joshua after Moses' death. Joshua kind of takes over and continues in to the land of Canaan. Judges gives the judges of the time period. Ruth gives the account of her going into with her mother-in-law and the marriage of Boaz. For Samuel and 2 Samuel, how that Hannah gave Samuel, dedicated Samuel to the service of the Lord. And then we have 1 and 2 Kings, which they wanted a king, and the Lord warned them what would happen if he gave them a king, and it certainly did happen. 1 and 2 Chronicles are just that. It chronicles the different kings throughout that whole time period. Ezra has to deal with the rebuilding of the walls. Nehemiah was a prophet who talked about reestablishing that time period. Esther, we have Mordecai and Haman, and how that the Jews had gotten a death sentence, and Esther, the queen, prayed to God, and they were restored. We have the book of Job and his account of his terrible ordeals that he had to go through. At the end of his life, he was restored twofold. The book of Psalms is great for meditating, as many of the Psalms were written by the author David, and gives us much comfort to know what he went through. And as we go through times of troubles, we can go to the Psalms. The book of Proverbs is a book of wisdom written by his son Solomon. And then, of course, we have Ecclesiastes, which is the book of wisdom, and the Song of Solomon, a love letter, which is example of the bride of Christ and the love for their bride. Isaiah is one of my favorite books in the whole Bible, with many messianic prophecies in the book of Isaiah. Jeremiah is called the lamenting prophet. Jeremiah had to go through an awful lot in his lifetime. Lamentations is, again, another book written by Jeremiah, lamenting the sins of the nation. Ezekiel is a prophet, talks about the wheel in the middle of the wheel. The book of Daniel recounts the three Hebrew children being thrown in the fiery furnace, as well as Daniel himself being thrown in the den of lions. Hosea is a prophet that was told to go out and marry a prostitute because it's an example of how the nation of Israel had gone into whoredom. The book of Joel was recounting times of the last times when God would pour out His Spirit on all flesh. We have the book of Amos and Obadiah, both prophets. Jonah, we know the account of him being followed by a big fish. Micah, another prophet. Nahum gives hope to a nation of God's grace and mercy. Habakkuk also talks about the prophecies taken place. Zephaniah, Haggai, Zechariah is a tremendous book. Talks about the branch, speaking of Christ, the forecoming of Christ. Malachi replicates much of what is later said in Romans, the 9th chapter, about the distinction between Jacob and Esau. The book of Matthew. Matthew was the first book of the Gospels. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John are called the Synoptic Gospels. They have different accounts that are very similar, which authenticates their validity. Mark is a very pinpointed writer. Dr. Luke wrote Luke, and probably one of the most popular chapters, especially during this time of year, is the second chapter of Luke. John is my favorite gospel because it affirms the sovereignty of God and also the election of God and Christ teaching predestination election in John 10, John 6, John 17. Acts is just that, the Acts of the Apostles. It tells about the New Testament church and their activities. And we've recently been working through the book of Acts. The book of Romans is a theological treatise, probably one of the most controversial chapters in the whole Bible is the 9th chapter of Romans, where we're told that the children being not yet born, not having done any good or evil, the purpose of God according to election might stand. Jacob have I loved, Esau have I hated. 1 Corinthians, especially the first two chapters of 1 Corinthians, talk about the fact that the wisdom of this world is foolishness. 2 Corinthians is practical instruction for the Christian. Galatians, especially the first and second chapter, speaks against those who are trying to uphold the law service and trying to say that the Gentiles had to be circumcised, and Paul comes against this teaching. Ephesians is a phenomenal teaching on predestination, election. We're told in Ephesians 1:5 that we've been predestinated unto adoption. We're told that we've been blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places, that we've been chosen in Him before the foundation of the world, and that God works all things after the counsel of His will. Philippians, again, is a practical instruction of Christian living. Colossians tells us that all things are created by Him and for Him. There's nothing that was made that was not made by Jesus Christ. 1 Thessalonians and 2 Thessalonians has to do with exposing, I believe, the Pope, especially in 2 Thessalonians, but it says he'll enter the temple of God and proclaim that he is God. 1 Timothy and 2 Timothy, again, is doctrine, which a lot of people have departed from. Paul's very adamant about the women should be silent in the churches, and women don't want to hear that anymore. The book of Titus further expands on that. Book of Philemon is about a slave who Paul was co-prisoners with, who he began to have tremendous fellowship with. and he asked the slave owner to restore him to his rightful place. Book of Hebrews is a profound book on the atonement of Christ from the first chapter all the way through the end of the Hebrews. It talks about the perfect sacrifice of Jesus Christ. There's no need for bulls and goats. Book of James is a proclamation that every good gift and every perfect gift cometh from above, cometh down from the Father of lights. First and Second Peter, again, is talking about election, that we have an inheritance reserved in heaven for us who are kept by the power of God, ready to be revealed in the last times. First, Second, and Third John is again talking about the love that we should have for our brotherly love for the saints, and how that we should demonstrate our love. Book of Jude is one of the best two verses, is the 29th and 30th verse. It says, "Now unto you is able to keep you from falling and present you spotless before the Lamb." Book of Revelation is just that, revealing what is going to happen in the very last days. It talks about how there's going to be a mark of the beast, where people who do not take the mark of the beast, or the only ones that don't take the mark of the beast, are those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life from the foundation of the world. And also it talks about that Satan is going to make war with the saints and overcome them, and many are going to be killed for the testimony of Jesus Christ. So this is just a quick summary of the Bible. Hopefully this has been helpful just as we've gone through this. May the good Lord be with you this day, is my prayer. God bless.